I'm glad for everyone that is here this evening as we get started.
我们很高兴哈, 今天晚上要开始你的早上要开始, 今天的我们的培训。
I wanted to continue tonight talking about character.
那我们今天还是针对这个德性的方面来分享。
Many things happen in our lives.
我们的生命生活当中会 发生很多事情,
that we have no, we can't understand at all.
是我们不能理解的。
I think in the Bible, one man that was probably had many, several of these things, one in a row, that was Joseph.
那这种情况呢, 我们用约瑟来, 做例子的话, 就最能够让我们知道的了, 他的人生很多, 他, 不可控制的, 不能理解的事情发生。
Joseph was born into a wonderful family.
他本来的背景是很棒的一个背景。
His father was really very special.
而且呢, 父亲呢, 对他也很恩宠。
He was one of the leaders in the Israeli, in the line of Jesus.
那雅各是我们知道他是被提名的哈, 雅各的神哈, 在耶稣的这个整个的这个承传下面的, 这个血脉下面的, 他是, 名字是在上面的。
So he had a very happy young life.
那, you talk about the
Joseph.
Joseph, yeah. Mm-hmm. 那现在来到他的儿子约瑟, 啊, 约瑟本身呢, 他, 本来是很快乐的人生。
But it was probably in his late teens that a tragedy struck.
但是呢, 在他的这个青年的时候呢, 却发生了, 啊, 祸患。
His father wasn't wise.
爸爸,
in this particular area.
特别是这个方面呢, 他的爸爸不太有智慧。
Because Joseph had 10 brothers.
因为约瑟本身已经有10个哥哥。
And his father, and somehow showed the rest of them that Joseph was very special.
雅各独对这个约瑟有一种偏爱。
We even have the famous story about how his dad bought him a beautiful colored garment. It was so beautiful. The rest didn't get that.
圣经告诉我们说，特别给他做了一件彩衣，只有他有。
We see that it seemed like the father doted on him.
那爸爸好像跟这个约瑟呢，特别是就彼此在就好像黏着在一起一样。
And as expected, the brothers became very jealous.
那这样的话我们可想而知哈, 这些哥哥们, 特别是没有同样的妈妈哈, 一定会很嫉妒。 特别是只有对一个的话, 很容易带来家里面的这种纷争。
So now we see that an event happened as he went to go see his brothers. We see that the brothers, as they saw him, that jealousy rose up in their hearts, and it became not only jealousy, but it became anger.
那这种嫉妒在这些哥哥的心里面呢, 开始营造, 以至于呢, 变成一种愤怒。
And I'm sure you know the story of how they grabbed hold of him, put him in a hole, and then eventually, instead of killing him as one of them wished they would, Simeon, instead they sold him into bondage.
那几乎就是要把他杀掉了哈, 但是呢, 后来呢, 因为一个, 哥哥的原因呢, 就, 后来就变成说把他卖掉, 成为这种奴隶。
Here was the special son.
那这是一个爸爸的宠爱,
well loved, well favored.
是那么的得到爸爸的宠爱。
Suddenly a slave.
那突然间变成一个奴隶。
That was traumatic.
那这个实在是很大的, 一个冲击。
And you know, many times in the lives of people, they have traumatic experiences that hurts them very deeply. And it scars them sometimes for the rest of their lives.
我们的生命里面, 我们的人生过程呢, 难免会有像这样的一个突然间来的, 一种很大的一个冲击来发生在我们的生命里面。
They can become bitter over things, and all their life they're a bitter person.
会变成给我们一生的伤害, 还有一生的苦读。
So we see that right away, here was something that faced him, and that was the fact of bitterness. How was he going to feel toward his brothers?
那我们可以想象说现在他怎么样来想到面对这些哥哥。
Well, we never found that out until a long time later when he faced his brothers as the second ruler in Egypt.
在那几章里面呢, 我们一直都没有看到有任何的表达说他对哥哥的想法怎么样, 一直到最后, 他跟他们哥哥在见面的时候呢, 我们才知道。
So the first thing that Joseph found was, the first thing that he faced was rejection.
所以首先呢, 他面对的是被弃绝。
Then we see that when he got there, he was sold to a rich man, a very rich man, that had, I'm sure, a very beautiful wife.
他被卖为奴隶呢, 他的主人当然是很有钱的了, 而且呢也有一个很漂亮的妻子。
And she, at least I'm sure she thought she was.
那至少这个妻子认为自己很漂亮。<laughs> Now
David, now we see that Joseph, I believe he must have been a very handsome young man.
那我看起来这个约瑟哈, 正是年轻的时候, 可能也是很俊的,
very well built.
可能那个身材也很好,
carried himself well.
他自己也, 很有气质,
and he had worked himself up until he was the boss's, what shall I say, the boss depended on him.
而且他很有才干, 他, 身为一个奴隶, 可是变成, 是让主人很依赖的, 一个奴隶。
He was over the whole household.
他变成一个管家。
So he had now gotten to the place where he had some self-confidence now. No doubt he was beginning to feel like life wasn't really so bad.
不晓得经过多久哈, 然后他就开始慢慢的, 他的自信心又来了, 或许认为说, 哎呀, 人生还是有希望的。
When he faced something else now.
但是问题第二个祸患来了。
Here was his boss's wife throwing herself at him.
主人的妻子来引诱他,
wanting him to come lay with her.
竟然要引诱他跟他一起换奸淫罪。
Now here was a decision he had to make.
那现在呢, 约瑟面对一个选择。
Now after all, it would have brought him a lot of privileges from her, and no doubt he would have been lifted up even more in the household.
用个世俗的想法来看的话, 这是个很好的机会哈, 跟这个主人的妻子有染的话, 那一定有很多机会可以得到一些, 福利。 那其实呢, 这个是一般的想法, 觉得说这是好机会。
So he had to make another decision.
那现在呢, 他需要做一个决定。
Would he fall into this?
他是要进入这个试探吗?
But we saw the character of Joseph beginning to shine.
在约瑟的里面有一种德性, 就是, 他很果断的就拒绝了。
He loved his master.
他很爱这个主人,
and he loved God.
他特别是爱神。
And so he said no to her.
当然他就说不行。
And the woman became very angry, as you know the story.
以至于惹怒了这个主母。
And she told the husband, and she had the evidence right in her hand.
那就被诬告了,
and she pulled off his cloak.
他的主母的手上有证据。
And the husband believed it.
那个丈夫呢, 这个主人也相信了,
and had him thrown into prison.
以至于就要被下到监牢里面去。
Well, now let's look at this.
我们来看一看。
His reputation, if he had any, was gone because she had evidence.
那本来以为他已经又步步在高升, 现在呢,
no one believed him.
因为这个主母呢, 抓了一个反, 证据本来是应该是他去抓他的, 变成一个别人都以为说这是真的。
Have you ever been to a place where people didn't believe you?
有没有到一个地步, 我们也碰到这种说,
how it would hurt you and frustrate you?
像大家都没有办法信任你。
But not only that, I think one of the hard things that may have come to him was, I did right, and look where it put me. Look what happened. I'm in prison.
这个最难的是什么呢? 我都做得很对,也很好, 结果我却落得这个下场。
Now, I don't know if he felt that way, but he could have.
那他会不会有这种想法呢? 有可能。
Have you ever been to the place where you feel like, I did what was right, and look what he brought me. Look where that led me to.
有没有觉得很不平? 说你看, 我费了那么大的心思, 我尽了那么大的心力, 结果我落得这种下场, 就是没有好报。
He could have lived there a life of a grand life, just giving in to this. And look, but listen, character meant more to him than the fact of being satisfied and comfortable.
第二次的打击可以让他就再一次的垮掉, 但是因为他那个德性再次站起来, 被建立起来, 没有这样子。
But all of these things could have come because that's the way the devil works in our lives.
是的，像这样的冲击呢，魔鬼都会抓住机会要来攻击我们。
He brings those thoughts to us.
把一些想法放在我们的心里面。
Sometimes you think they're your own thoughts, but no. It's Satan bringing thoughts to your mind because that's where he deals off with us.In our mind.
我们知道对于一个神的儿女来讲的话，这个心思是魔鬼可以攻击的地方，所以很多时候我们有一些想法，让我们想到那个负面的不好的想法，有时候我们以为是我们自己是这样，事实上有时候是魔鬼的诡计。
Now let's go on to the next step. He's in prison.
现在他下了监牢。
Among the prisoners.
四周围都是囚犯。
Wouldn't that have been a good time to just give up?
那这种时候是什么时候呢？哎呀，放弃了吧。
And have a pity party.
就坐在那里自怜吧。
Poor me.
我好可怜啊。
Why did this happen?
你看，为什么发生在我身上呢？
Why did it happen to me?
为什么是我呢？
How many of you have had pity parties?
有没有当中有没有人会有这种自怜的啊，这样的一个
？Poor me.
特性。
How they treated me.
你看他们对我这样子。
I don't deserve this.
我不应该受到这种待遇的。
Well, we could have seen that that's what Joseph could have done because he had the opportunity to do that.
这个约瑟绝对有条件跟资格来自怜或者是抱怨。
But there came an opportunity. It was from God.
再来一段时间，神有预备，所以机会来了。
You see, God was in all of this.
我们知道神是掌管一切的。
Oh, you say, Sister Schwartz, wait a minute, what do you mean?
什么意思呢?
You know, there's a scripture that tells us that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord.
就像罗马书告诉我们的，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。这个不就是神在掌权吗?
If you could have said to Joseph when they put those bonds in him and carried him off to Egypt, Joseph, this is for your good.
那或许你会对约瑟说，不管怎么样，做奴隶也好，下监狱也好，都是为了你的益处。如果你跟他这样讲的话，他会怎么反应呢？
And he would have looked at you and said, are you crazy?
他或许会反过来跟你讲说，你有问题吗？
And then when this wife condemned him in front of his boss, when he stood up for his right, my dear, why, he thought...That wasn't good.
你以为被诬赖，然后对他很忠诚的，很爱他，很爱护他的主人，对他有这种误解的时候，这个好玩吗？
I did right, and is this what good comes out of?
这个难道这个就是益处吗？
And there now he is in prison.
落魄到在监牢里面。
But while he was there, it seemed like he kept his right same kind of character until the keeper trusted him.
在他心里面有一种特性，就是我们讲的德性啊，他的德性有建造起来，然后呢，那个德性呢，在他每在一个环境中都一直有表现出来。
You see the real you, the real character comes out. Many people can see that as in the darkest times, they can see the brightness of the character God has built in us.
德性是有能力而且会发光的哈。当这个情况来的时候，你的德性会彰显出来，会表现出来。
Now we're going to start on the path of seeing the good out of all of this.
刚才有句话我忘了放，他说呢，就是你那个德性呢是会说话的，就会表达出来的。那接下来他开始要步步往上上升了。
And I'm going to say it this way. There just happened to be the time when Pharaoh sent his butler and his baker to prison.
那刚好呢，他就跟这个法老王的酒政哈，跟就是两个官跟他同监。
And it just happened that it seemed like Joseph got to be friendly with them.
那约瑟好像到哪里去跟人家都很友善。
And one night they both had dreams.
那刚好两个都有一个梦。
You know, I'm sure the story of the dreams.
那这个我们都很清楚他们做了什么梦。
That the dream of the butler ended with the death of the butler.
没有想到呢，这个其中有一个呢就
Not the butler, I'm sorry, baker.
Baker, yeah. 就是像我们现在厨师一样哈，他就是到后来就是要被斩头的。
But the dream of the butler.Was on the road to what God was going to do for Joseph.
那另外一个就是九正的话，到后来呢，他会放出去，会恢复他的官位。
But it didn't happen right away.
但是这个事情不是一下发生的。
You think that that man would have gone and said, Pharaoh, there was a man there that told me I was going to get my job back.
那我们以为说这个这个梦被约瑟解了之后呢，然后恢复他的官位的这个一回去，马上就很在意的跟这个国王说呢，哎呀，有一个人在这个监牢里面，他是怎么样一个人？你以为他会这样吗
？And he wanted to know if maybe you could help him.
那事实上，约瑟是期待着的，想说你一出去的话，你要帮我帮我伸冤。
You see, that's what the butler should have done.
那本来他应该这样做才对。
He promised. I think he probably promised that he would do it.
或许呢，他在监里面的时候就许愿说，如果我被放出去，我一定会帮你伸冤。
But he didn't.
但是他没有。
Seems to me I read somewhere it was almost 2 years.
那在里面告诉我们说，经过了两年才想起来。
When Pharaoh had his dream.
那当法老做了梦，他如果法老不做梦，他永远就想不起来了。
And nobody,
他才想起来。
Nobody could interpret it.
没有人可以解的时候，没有人可以解的时候，他才想起来有一个人在监牢里面。
And then the butler just happened to remember.
所以才想起来。
You see how God works.
那你看神的时间。
When you think God isn't working,
你没有看到神的工作跟神的时间跟神的掌权。
God is moving in the life of His children.
我们看不到，可是他呢是在工作的，在他的儿女的生命当中。过程当中，他是在工作的。
And so we see that he got Joseph there, cleaned him up. He stood before Pharaoh. He told Pharaoh what the dream was.
所以呢，因为这个原因呢，就约瑟就被带出去，然后他也帮这个法老王解了梦。
And that boy that was despised by his brothers, condemned by his brothers, put in the given sold out to slaves by his brothers, and all the other things he went through, step by step, where he was tested, we see how God brought him out.
这个被他的十个哥哥们所憎恶、所排挤、所要陷害的约瑟，这样子一步一步的感觉好像往下去，可是现在却一步一步的往上走。
We see the end of it. He was the second in charge of all of Egypt.
他的余年就是在法老之下，万人之上。
He was able to save his family.
他不但有这样的一个官位，而且还救了他的家人。
Which meant eventually through the years, it was going to be the Israelite family that would move out of Egypt.
以至于呢，这个雅各的全家就完全搬到埃及去。
And then eventually David would come.
过饥荒。
And eventually Jesus would come.
从这里，这个以色列的宗族就变成国家，然后耶稣就从这样的一个血脉当中出现了。
You see, in our lives, we can go one of two ways. We can either let it make us sour, bitter, lose our faith.
你的人生或许因为一些情况可以变酸了，可以变苦了。
Or we can have strength in our faith. We can do what is right. We can allow our character to shine through.
这种酸苦的这样的人生的这种情况的心态呢，是会失去信心的，信心会瓦解的。但是我们另外一方面可以让我们的信心站立得稳，让我们的德性把我们撑住。
For when God called you,
如果神呼召了你
，I mean one of all the 13, I mean each one of you He called.
不管我们有几位，每一位神所命定的。
He sent the Holy Spirit to your lives.
他会把让圣灵跟你陪着你。
He convicted your hearts.
他会在你的心里面做确定的工作。
He brought you to repentance.
他也会让你悔改。
And then he applied the precious blood of Jesus Christ to your sins.
耶稣基督的宝血会洁净你的罪。
And made you a new creature in Christ Jesus.
一方面，你在基督里面成了一个新造的人。
And he made and he has a plan for our lives.
而且在你的生命当中已经立定了你的生命的计划。
Along the road of this plan, there's times that we're going to have to say yes, Lord, yes, when our heart may be breaking.
即使你的心里面破碎的时候，继续的仰面看着神说：“愿意，我愿意。”
We're going to stand true when it would have been easier just to give in.
我们要很忠诚的站立得稳，而不要让 让自己就妥协了。
But he called each one of us for something.
那他神对我们的呼召，每一个人都是很特别的。
I don't know what he called you for.
我不晓得他怎么呼召你。
Maybe he called you as a mother to raise sons and daughters that would go out to be workers for him.
那或许呢，他验中你，看中你，要来抚养虔诚的后代，来成为神的很重要的工人。
He put you, maybe he put you in a church where you can work out as children of God, loving each other and working out to reach a world that's sinful.
他命定你，你成为一个在教会里面可以让人家感受到你的爱，你的爱可以服侍人的，以至于呢，可以接触到那些没有信主的人。
Maybe called you to be a group leader.
或许他选召你做一个领袖。
To have that group, whether small, maybe a small group, but building them up and teaching them and strengthening them in the things of the Lord.
不管是几个人，很多人或几个人而已呢，神要你在这个位置上面来栽培这些人，让他们可以刚强成长。
I don't know why, but you're here for a reason.
我不知道。为什么你今天在这个群体里面
let,
但是我绝对知道神有他很特别的命定跟理由
character in you.
让神借着这个环境在你的里面呢建造这些德性
Forget the pity parties.
不要再自怜了
You're a child of God.
我们是神的儿女
Our home is not this world.
这个世上不是我们的家
The things of this life isn't what we grab at.
这一生我们所经历的我们有的我们也不会带到永远。
One of these days we may hear a trumpet sound.
有一天当我们天上的响声响的时候
And before the twinkle of your eye, we're out there to meet him, to live with him forever.
一眨眼之间我们就上去了就跟主永远的在一起了。
Why do you let the little things of this world break you down?
为什么要让这些事情会过去的事情杂事小事
When somebody looks at you cross-eyed, you feel like giving up.
甚至你会觉得好像我放弃了。受不了了。
When God wants you to just live the life for Him,
神要我每一个人就只有为他活。
He wants to make you into someone more like Him.
因为他要塑造每一位，让我们像主耶稣基督的形象。
We can read this all through the New Testament.
从新约里面你可以看到。
Listen, let us just say, Lord,I'm going to be what you want me to be. I don't care what happens around me. I'm going to be the character you want me to be.
好不好？我们立一个志愿，说主啊，不管什么事情发生在我的环境四周，我就是立志要成为你要我成为的，有这样的你要我成为的这样的一个人。
Stop being a babe in Christ.
不要老是留在一个好像 baby 一个宝宝
All you can take
长大的
is milk.
孩子状态就只
People have to treat you a little easy.
好像一定要别人对你很好
They have to be sort of careful with you.
别人一定要很在意你
No.
不是这样的
Start eating some meat.
现在开始要吃一些硬食
Start learning the word. And as you learn the word, you will gain strength that will bebe unbelievable to you.
在神的话一直晋升以至于你会觉得很奇妙的在你的生命里面产生了变化。
Start letting little things slide instead of you have to put yourself up and let people know that it's my rights.
那些事情就让他把它拨开到旁边去不要每一次都感觉好像要拿你的拳头出来说我有权益。
Do you know Jesus gave up his rights?When he came down here to earth.
当耶稣到世上来的时候他把他的权益全部都舍掉了。
Jesus never did anything that he didn't ask the Father.
耶稣做任何的事情没有一件是不按着神的心意去寻求他的心意做的。
Whether it was early in the morning or when he was trying to heal someone, at times he would say, Father, you know, he would look up to him. He left it all there. Listen, children.We have got to leave these beggarly things of this world behind us and our little feelings that we always are getting hurt. We must become stalwart characters for Jesus Christ.
一早起来耶稣在世的时候一早起来或很深夜的时候都在寻求神的心意。不管他要医治他要行神迹都要在神的面前去荣耀他 去啊，借着他来祝福。所以呢，让我们把那些不值得我们用心的这些事情呢，把它啊，就把它弃除，把它扫开，然后好好的来执着于神要建在你心里面、你的生命里面建立的德性。
You say, Mom, you're being hard on us.
啊，妈咪，你今天讲的很严厉。
You don't know what I have to go through.
你都不晓得我经历多少的艰苦。
I've met a lot of people in my life.
我的人生里面也遇到很多这样的人。
Oh, an awful lot in these 85 years.
那八十五岁呢，一定会看过很多世面的哈。
I know myself how I have.Had to break this will of this lady, asking God to break this will so I could be made more like him.
我自己也经历过，我需要在神的面前真的是屈服下来或顺服下来，让我自己能够我的这个啊心智呢能够柔和下来，好让我能够让神来塑造我。
Maybe some of you need to take time and really get down and say, "Oh God, help to break this will of mine that."Wants my own that has to be just so and so, and allow me to be that one that you made me to be.
你需要做的是什么呢？就是找一个你跟神单独的时间，用一点时间跟用一点心力，跟神说：“神啊，我愿意，我愿意。”然后让我成为你要我成为的这样的一个人。
You know, I know a lot.That likes to play the stock market. I don't know what you call it there, but you're trading for the stocks and you're always looking to see how they're going up and how they're going down.
那我们啊，这个时候有很多人会做投资哈。
And that becomes very, very real to you and it's something that you're consumed with sometimes.
类似说好像你在做这个人生的投资的时候，那这个事情对你的话就是一个中心，然后你会非常的用心。
But let me tell you, there is nothing in this life that is worth giving yourself to, giving your soul, your character, your spirit to, because it's empty, because we have a prize ahead of us.
就像你在对一件事上的事物的那种投入，好，投资也好，投入也好，那样的一个那么对焦的在专心一样，没有一件事情比我们能够让神来塑造我们成为他要我们成为的人更重要更值得。
Paul said, I've got my eye on a prize.
保罗说我盯着我的奖赏。
And I stripped myself.
我就刻苦己身。
That's what he meant. And I'm running with all I got toward that prize.
我竭力的啊跑完我该跑的赛跑。
And I want to tell you, friends,I've lived 85 years and it doesn't seem like so long.
我跟你讲，感觉好像也没有那么久。
I really wonder where it's all gone to.
我就想说，我过去的时间都哪里去了？
But you know, my eyes on a prize that's going to last forever and forever and forever.
但是有一件事情我确定的是，我眼睛所盯着的这个未来的这个奖赏呢，这个是永恒的，就绝对不会错的。
And I'm not get old there.I'll not get old.
在那里我就不会越来越老了。
Let me tell you, getting old is not fun.
那我知道人年纪在衰老之后呢，可不是好玩的事情。
Aches and pains and things drop off of you. Can't remember what so much.
酸啊，痛啊，忘记事情了。
But let me tell you, nothing is worth losing that prize over.
失去这些都没有关系，但是绝对不能失去。
I don't care what you have to go through.
那永恒的。
I don't care what people say about you.
不管别人怎么想你，怎么讲你。
I want to see that you will let God make a real character that is a godly character.
我希望看到每一位，我们当中每一位都让神很自由的让神来塑造你，成为他要塑造的。
And I hope over these next weeks we can help you to see what is that godly character.
求神帮助你。在这样的一个课程当中呢，看到说什么叫做敬虔的德性。
The Lord bless you tonight.
神赐福每一位。
You might say, sisters, mommy, you were hard on us tonight.
今天妈咪讲的很用力哈，很有点严厉。
But that's because I love you.
因为我很爱你。
I want you to make it.
我要你能够跑进。
But I want you
跑到终点。
But I want you to be a real character for God on your way.
而且在这个。在这个当中呢，我要你真的是建立出一种属天的德性。
May God richly bless you.
神很丰富的来赐福每一位。
Love you. Have a good
week. 我很爱你们。妈咪说有没有什么要有没有问题要问的
？Yes, I'm just going to say we're all making this journey together.
我们是同路人哈，我们一起走完我们的路。
We're to help each other along the way.
而且我们要彼此相助，彼此相顾。
That's why God said we are a family.
那是为什么我们说我们是家人
？You know, your brothers and sisters, your blood ends at the grave.
我们在家里面的这个亲情呢，是到坟墓就结束了。
But we brothers and sisters,
但是我们是在主里面的这样的一个家人
，go on forever,
是到永远的。
God bless you.
好，神赐福。Two more question. 好， oh. 请问，
今天妈咪讲的正是我现在的问题，就是我呢，就是在遇到事情的时候，就环境啊，就很容易就触动到我了，就干扰到我。不能够靠近主，这是我觉得我现在最大的问题。比方儿子的事情啊，孙子的事情，公司的事情啊，一有事情冲击到我的时候，我就站不住了。我就觉得很自怜，就刚才说的，就觉得哎呀，我怎么这么难呢、啊、又要干家务，又要带孩子，又要什么的，反正就觉得很多事情都在让我干，我心里就有委屈，就有自怜。就刚才嘛，
是在奴隶的地步是吧？ She said,
啊。
我说你现在是在奴隶的地步上，
是的，是的，
okay,
是的，
好，
就是我觉得这么多年嘛，我为这个公司家里做了这么大的贡献，我觉得我应该是功成名就哈，应该退下来好好休息，怎么会有像奴隶一样的做这么多的苦工？我就会心里现在心里就有觉委屈，而且面对的这个成长中的这个儿子的叛逆啊，我就觉得不仅我受身体上的劳苦，我还要受精神上的这种苦欲，就是他有的时候不讲理啊，对我们不尊重啊，发脾气啊，我心里就很难受。
You know, many times we find ourselves in situations it's not easy.
那我们人生的过程很多时候是不容易的。
Sometimes it is thrust on us, it suddenly comes.
突然间发生或者是一下转变很多。
Other times it builds up to that.
有时候呢是慢慢的就这样子堆积起来。
But I have come to find out.
那我自己是这样的体验。
That one way, that there are, that the way that God wants us to do it.
神要我们怎么来面对呢
？Is to build up ourselves in the Lord by our right reading and understanding His word.
啊，我们是要在主里面借着这些材料、这些环境来被建造。刚才啊，我补充一下啊，刚才妈咪提到这个凡事互相效力得到益处，那个益处是什么益处呢？是下面那一节29节，把我们塑造成他儿子的模样。
The word of God cleanses us.
那我们在主的话，在神的话里面呢，我们会得到这种定力，然后被它洁净。
It is something that we have to intentionally do.
而且这个是我们要刻意的。
That means we
往这个方向刻意的去寻求。
We have to determine, Lord, this is what I am going to do.
那就是等于说呢，我就立了一个志向，说我一定要。让主来塑造我。
I've learned that if I'm going to really get victory, I'm going to have to intentionally fill myself with the Word of God, so that He can give me an inner strength that only comes through His Word.
如果真的是愿意克服胜过这一切的话，一定要立志，很刻意的，然后朝这个目标。
Every morning before I get out of
Okay, 每天早上
I make my covenant with God.
我每一天都跟主立了一个约
I begin with saying to him, you're my creator.
我就说呢，主啊，你是创造者。
You're my Lord.
你是我的主，你是造我的。
You're my supplier.
你是提供给我需要的。
You're my master.
你是我的主。
And you're my healer.
而且你是医治者。
And you're the banner over me.
所以你是我的那个旌旗，好像就是那个让我得胜的。
You're my sanctified.
而且你是洁净我的，你是让我成圣的。
You're my righteousness.
你是我的公义。
You're my peace.
你是我的平安。
You're my shepherd.
你是我的牧者。
And you're going to lead me. I know he's going to lead me.
那你等于说你自己不是一个人经历这些环境，而是呢，他是你的，然后他会跟你在一起，而且他会领着你来得胜。
And I end up with,、
Amen.
You're there with me.
然后呢，到后来呢，你们两个，你跟主就紧紧的在一起了。
So the first thing before I get up, he and I made my covenant. Lord, this is what you are to me.
所以我每天早上起来，先跟主立约说，这你是我的谁，你是我的谁。承认他
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And those things when they become real to you
以至于呢你真的从心里面去、认他认定他就很真实了
And the first thing I read is some scripture in the morning
那接下来我就会读一些圣经
So you see we have to intentionally
一定要很用心很用很刻意
Lord, this is my schedule.
这个就是我一定要排进去的、我的这个日程表。
If I have my work, I sit down when I was working or when you're working, and you make out your schedule, you know what you're going to do. You intentionally have things that you're going to do in your earthly work.
以前你的位置、你的工作，你一定有一个你的每一天的计划，你说我一定要完成这些，就像这样子一样。
And I feel like we've got to stop being careless.
那不要再像以前忽略跟主的这个、关系。
And think, oh, I just don't feel like it today.
有时候说，哎呀，我今天没有那种心情。
I have other things to do.
我还有别的事要做，我很忙。
When we don't have time for the greatest lover of our soul,
如果我们没有办法抽时间跟这个我们最需要、最需要爱他、最需要被他爱的这个主在一起的话
，When we don't take time to talk to him,
如果我们没有办法跟他啊、对话的话
，When we quickly go over his love letter,
然后呢，很急的就赶快去看他给我们的这个
Just to get it finished.
啊，圣经我们他称为说是神的爱给我们的爱的书信，很快就把它读过去。
See, we're going to have to intentionally make it to heaven.
我们对于要进入神的国，要非常的用心。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, I got saved and I'm sanctified. The Lord is and I'm serving Him, and then we go on living our life.Very casual for the Lord, bringing him in only when I have time.
好像我们已经认识主了，我们接受主了，我们得救了。我也在教会服侍，我也在教会参加聚会。然后呢，把那个跟主的关系就好像一层薄薄的包装纸包着。然后呢，一直到发生有事了、急需了，才来找他。
If we're going to make it to heaven.
如果你真的是想进入神的国
We're going to have to be as intentional in our serving him
一定要真真实实的
As we are or as we were making our money
就像你刚才他也提到像我们在投资啊在赚钱像这样的一个心智
Making our earthly life
你我们在地上所用的心智
This is where we lose out so much
那这样的话刚才他有一句话我没有翻他说我们就
We become weak
我们就非常的、不小心的
we give
我们就会变得很脆弱
Why? Because we just sort of casually bring him into our day
然后好像跟主的关系就这么薄哈这么的容易破一样
You know, I think it was David who said Seven times do I look up and I talk to the Lord
那大卫这样子做是说呢我七次仰望跟他谈话
During the day, this was the king of Israel.
这是、以色列的王大卫。
No, he had to talk to the Lord.
他一定要跟神说话。
He didn't pray.
他没有说 just, 哦，我找时间闭起眼睛祷告。
He was just Lord. You know, I don't know what little things he said, but whatever it was, no doubt, maybe I love you, Lord.
他就说我一天七次哈，
Show
那个七次是
do,
一个完全的数目，就是一个很多的数目。
He was alive to the Lord. It was real to the Lord.
所以主对他是真的，他对主是真的。
And we have to live intentionally too.
所以我们一定要有这么真真实实、确确实实的跟主的关系。
When you feel like that pressure and you want to get angry, oh God, look up to him, Lord, help me.Let me help me with this emotion.
压力来的时候，情绪要上来的时候，首先 举目向着神说主啊帮助我的情绪。
Anger is an emotion, you know.
那生气是一个情绪。
It was a God-given emotion.
当然人有情绪，这是神造人的自然反应。
But you know what the Lord said?
但是主怎么说呢？
Don't let the sun go down on your anger.
这个要有节制。
He said anger and sin not.
不要到日落的，要有节制，然后呢不能犯罪。
That means we have to learn how,with God's help, to control our feelings.
等于说我们就盯着神给我们的这个定律呢，我们就要学习怎么样节制。
When we talk about the life with Christ, it is a life.
当我们说我们跟主的关系是人生的一辈子的事情。
He's not just a byproduct, something that you just, every once in a while, you may lift him up or read or say, and then on your way and,Our life is so casual with him.
这些不是好像你在买产品啊，我已经是属于基督教的这样的一个这个公司里面，然后我就像买产品啊，有时候需要用这个用那，不是这样子的。
I'm not saying that all day we should be praying and reading the Bible.
或者说我自己本身变成很快变成那种产品一样，我不是说呢，你每一天的每一分钟都一定要不离圣经，一定要一直看圣经。
But I say that He's our companion.
我是说呢，他陪在你旁边。
The Spirit dwells within us.
圣灵在我们的里面。
And the Spirit is there for us.
那这个是为了我们的缘故，跟我们在一起的。
To lead us and to help us and to help us to overcome.
他就是要帮助我们，就是要引导我们。他知道我们的软弱，但是他要帮助我们能够越过。
But I think I can tell you from experience because I had my times all through life when I was so busy.
那我要告诉你，就从我的经验来告诉你，我也有这种很忙的时候。
Had so much pressure on because of the.Leadership ability.
因为呢，我处在一个领导者的位置呢，我有很多压力，所以我有那种很忙的时候。
Did it become? Let me read these few chapters and get this over with. In a sense, I'm not saying get it over, but I read them quickly and I say my prayer, and then I'm off to all. And I've lost out many times. I mean, I failed. I became weak. I became indifferent.And that's what happens when we don't take him as our companion.
以至于呢，好像应付式的，我做了，我去念圣经了，可是呢，慢慢的就变成他已经不在身边了，因为本来我们是在一起的，我们是圣灵在我们的里面，然后耶稣是跟我们在一起的，可是慢慢的就疏离了。
And I want to tell you something, and I'm not just talking to you, boss. I'm talking to all of you.
我不是只有在告诉你，我告诉每一位。
But I'm saying.If you will do that over a period of time, it will get to the place that if you don't do it, you would so miss it. That you would feel so empty. But God, see, this is what God wants of us. He just wants us the sincerity. And just to get hold of him and to allow him to live in our lives.
有一件事情哈，他现在讲的意思是说，有一件事是很危险的，你自己不自觉，就是这样子空空的过没关系。可是问题是，当你刻意要做的时候，你会意识到我没有他不行，我里面是空的，就是我有他就不缺乏，就是你会意识到我需要他，这个才是一个很重要的一个关键点。不然的话，我们会慢慢就觉得好像已经很麻痹，就没关系了。
Does this happen overnight? No.
难道这个一天就可以养成吗？不是的。
It's a beginning that you start.
你总是要开始。
And you keep that.
你继续的持守。
And you build on to that.
然后呢，你继续的建造这种。
Sometimes you fail, but you pick yourself up and back you go again.
继续的操练，有时候呢停顿下来或退步了，但是还是一样继续的走。
That's what I mean about being intentional.
所以我的意思说，你刻意的、专制的来往这个目标去生活。
You don't give up.
绝对不能放掉，不能放弃。
When we say that we don't have time.
当我们说我没时间
，We have time to be on our iPhones talking.
我们可以在我们的现在的这些所谓的电话各方面呢，可以联络很多事情。
We have a lot of time sometimes to spend before the television.
有时候我们也看电视
，Or we have a lot of time just fooling around with things.
有时候呢，我们就到处这样子无事忙。
I found out that if we really want to do something,
如果我们真的致意
We always find a way to do it.
一定会有时间去做，如果你认为重要的话。
And so I'm saying to you, because our time may be very short.
我要告诉大家，我们的时间不多。
Because we're coming up to the end of time.
我们已经到了这个尾巴的时候，就是末世的时段。
The more I study Revelations, I see the signs of the time. It comes the times of the signs.
启示录里面的这些意象呢，一一的都在呈现了。
And we have to recognize, he said, one of these days I'm coming back for you.
那我们记得耶稣说我要再回来。
We're not going to know when.
你不知道什么时候。
But he's coming.
啊，他要来。
And we surely want to be ready.
就在你平常吃吃喝喝做事的时候。但是我们怎么样？我们不知道，可是呢，我们预备好。
So can we sort of say, Lord, help me?
让我们跟主说，主啊，你帮助我。
I'm not very strong.
我很软弱。
And sometimes I just let things go, but help me to more and more intentionally to serve you.
我有很多时候很松懈，但是帮助我，帮助我能够更爱你。
Commune with you, to read your letter to me.
然后呢，更让你对我说话。
And help and let him let you grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
好，让我们可以在主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上成长。
So this is what I'm saying, and I'm saying this to everyone. I'm not just a boss. Boss brought up the question, but I mean it for all of you.
这个虽然是一个人的问题，但是呢，我是对每一位说的。
It's because I have gone through it and I understand it.
因为我自己也经历过，所以我理解这个问题。
And I know what it means to fail.
那我也经历过什么叫做跌倒了。
I know what it was the week before God to ask him to forgive me.
我也经历过要到主的面前几次啊，跟他流泪，求他饶恕。
There has to come a time in our lives when we really, really say, Lord,I'm going to go your way.
一定要到一个地步说主啊，我立定我的心志，就是要走你要我走的路。
Now sometimes when we're busy, like boss was talking about,
有时候就像刚才姐妹讲的说
，we have to learn how to gauge our life.
那我们也需要去规划我们的人生。
I recognize for her it was a sudden thing.
那对她来讲
，and she was into it.
对这个姊妹面对这些事，一下子就整个的变化很大。
And that is overwhelming.
那当然，这一下来可能就是。
And I can understand how she feels.
我可以理解。
In the human, but I recognize that sometimes we have to use our own intelligence and say, "Now I can't do this, and I've got to slow down here, and I have to be careful how far I go there."
但是我们是要有轻重啊，要有前后，要有这个优先次序。我们要知道什么是最重要的。We still have second question.
Oh.
另外一位 请讲好吗还有一位
So I don't know if I've answered your question
Second question、
oh.
还有一位请讲
You have a second question?
我现在可以问了哈
可以请讲、
我的问题是刚刚妈咪讲到那个自怜的时候、我知道我自己就是非常容易自怜的但我最近有一个在观察别人的时候好像我有觉得是不是当每个人遇到环境的反应难处的时候不一样不是每个人都自怜的有些人我发现是不是他是在可能是用反抗或者是用那种愤怒来面对那样的环境是这样吗
等一下哈我先理清你的问题哈你的意思是说刚才妈咪讲到自怜但并不代表说每一个人都会有自怜哈同样的环境那你意思是说会有别的反应吗？是这个问题吗？
对对对，我是想问的是这个。
You know,
not everyone has self-pity,
yeah,
right?
No, not everyone. Actually, we have to understand that I'm right. What I'm dealing with tonight is a spiritual, because this is a particular time when we're talking about spiritual things.
那今天我们在谈到这个灵里面、属灵里面的德性哈。
But you have to understand, we're made up of a body.And a soul and a spirit.
我们有身体，有魂，有灵。
And it's first, I have to say, each one of us have a tendency of how we face life.
那每一个人呢，在我们生出来之后，我们有自己的特性，我们对事情的反应是有不同的啊一种反应的。
basically there are four tendencies.
那我们知道有四个这种生性。
One is a choleric, it's more of a boss, more of a person is able to make things go, can put things in order, can really do things, and they have that particular tendency in their way of dealing with things.
所以他要跟我们讲 well, okay. 是说四种特性会有四种不同的这个反应，包括刚烈型的，包括这个冷漠型的，内向型的，外向型的哈。如果有人不知道的，万一时间关系不知道的话，你可以反映，我们可以把这个内容送给你。
Okay, okay well, I won't go into that.
Yeah.
But actually, these tendencies have a way of how we deal with situations.
所以这是属于我们的魂的部分啊，就是我们我不能讲部分啊，就是我们全人里面呢是属于这个我们的心态啊，就是我们生出来特性会造成我们不同的反应。
And then we have environment.
那我们也有环境。
From the time we're a little child,
从你从小的那个观察啊，被训练的环境
we go through different experiences.
所以你的经历不一样。
And sometimes people had a way of pushing you down, maybe.
那有时候在成长过程当中，我们会
looking down on you, making you feel like you weren't worth anything.
被人家鄙视啦，轻看啦，让我们觉得好像很自卑啦。
And sometimes we grow up with that inside of us.
那里面的无形中有一种反应。
And so everything in life, in a sense, is it, we feel that we're not good enough.
所以呢，会有自卑。
And so when we feel that way, sometimes it's an attitude that really pushes us down.
那等于说里面是被压制的。好的，she asked a question.
I don't know. Okay. And so that's only one way.
那这是一种反应。
So I'm saying that our environment has a big thing to do a lot of times for the way we act and feel.
Mm-hmm. 所以呢等于说呢他的一个人的反应呢跟他的这个生性啊成长背景啊也有关系。
There's some people that you can say anything to them, it doesn't bother them at all.
那有些人呢他就是可以有一种
It's like water going over a dam.
好像那个鳄鱼的皮一样的
Couldn't care less, they say.
他对他是刀枪不入的也有这样的人。
But then there's others of us.
但是也有一些比较容易受伤害的。
That the least little thing we begin to pity ourselves.
很多时候呢，一些事情就会，就我们会很
Because many times situations be that of our living in.
他的意思是说，有的人就疼痛是这样，有人就觉得好痛啊，就觉得没有关系哈，就是类似这样的一个反应。
But you see, Jesus gave us a new life.
那主耶稣已经给我们新的生命。
No, he doesn't give us a new body, and we still have the same soul.
那我们我们的身体还是旧的哈。
But
那我们的魂里面有很多过去的包袱。
He can take that which, like you said, I pity myself. We have that tendency. Then we can go to him and tell him about it.
那如果我们认为我这个是不健康的哈。那我就到主的面前去跟他说，我发现我有这个问题。
I need help here.
那我需要被帮助。
Now God doesn't come like a doctor and said in whispers in your ear, "Well, let me give you the prescription."
那神不会说我开个药方给你。
No, He said, "Go to My Word."
他说呢，去用我的话语。
And My Spirit will help you.
去啊，我的圣灵会帮助你，会给你智商。然后我的话语会指引你方向。
And we go to the Word of God.
所以你到了神的话语里面。
He may direct us to a verse.That our just blesses our heart.
那他的话语就会这样子来安慰我们，或者是赐福给我们。
You see, God wants to heal those things in us.
那神是绝对希望能够医治我们的。
And He wants us to recognize them, bring them to Him, and call on help from Him.
那他就是要我们把他带到他面前来，然后呢呼求他。他要我们去亲近他。
What was the other?
好，等一下哈，那个请问哈。你的问题的一个比较症结点是说，有别人会有不同的反应，同样的环境会有不同的反应。对于有的人是好像一种反抗性，对不对？是这个意思嘛？对不对？那所谓的保护作用，从辅导立场，它是一个保护作用，就是防卫自己的作用。那你的问题是怎么样？我想了解你的问这个问题的一个最症结点是什么？
我想是在我想确认我的观察是不是对的。第一个，第二个，但我想是在帮助这样的人。他因为我以前认为应该都是像我这样的自怜，
okay.
我也发现确实很多人自怜，所以我现在觉得哦，他不是这样子的。那我就怎么样帮助这样的人，使他 就是从他那里面出来。那因为我自己是自怜的，那我可能比较容易知道说自怜的怎么帮助。对。
You can't help, honey, there's only so far that we human beings can help each other.
那妈咪是说呢，如果神给你就这些的话，那你就只能帮助那些，不是说都不能帮助了，至少你可以给他神的话语。那其实呢，这种我们所谓的叛逆啊，骄傲啊，这些啊，其实都是一种防卫，就是你把那个墙打破的里面都是一样的。
We're limited.
那我们是很受限的。
I've counseled for many years and I couldn't always help.
多年的这种諮商的经验呢，我不是说每个人我都可以帮助得到。
Because actually they have their own mind and they have their own ideas about things.
因为大家有自己的经验，有自己的想法，有自己的定义，所以我们是帮不了那些人家，就说他如果不愿意的话，我们是帮不了。
So sometimes you have to say, I really can't help.
所以等于说呢，我帮不了。
All I can do is pray for them.
那我就为他祷告。
Because it's a spiritual matter, maybe, and you just can't do it.
那有时候呢，就是，当然我们是靠着主做了哈。但是刚才妈咪讲到一点，就是说不管怎么样，把它带到神的话语里面去。这样有没有给你一点一家有没有给你一点方向？
有，就是我会确定了我心里的方向是不是对的，是这样，就是一个求证。谢谢。
Is she okay?
I'm sorry, folks. I guess tonight I'm just giving so much information, but you're going to have to limit me sometimes.
Yeah, I will. 他说他跟大家抱歉了，因为一方面的语言的关系，他不晓得我们在讲什么；一方面呢，他可能一下子因为人气年纪大，很多精华哈，都精髓，很想都给我们，所以有时候他讲的时候会有各方面，他其实有很多很多方面的。可以帮助我们提供给我们的哈，但是有时间关系。
I only meant to speak a half hour.
他说我本来一辈子要讲半个钟头。
So thank you for listening.
他还跟我说他要讲三个。You told me you want to talk about three characters.
I never got to the other two.
Well, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. 我跟他讲说呢，是我们的福气啊，不管。老人家讲什么，我觉得都是精华。
Thank you for listening, and I really have your interest at heart.
那我真的是对你们很在意的哈，很关心的。那我很谢谢你们这样子愿意给我分享。
I would be very happy if you would pray for me.
那我也很谢谢，很希望你们为我祷告。
There's some physical things that are really troubling me. In fact, probably I'm going blind quite a bit now.
那我的身体上有很多缺乏，比如说我的眼睛可能慢慢会看不见。
And I would be happy if you would pray for me.
所以如果你们可以为我祷告的话，我会很感恩。
God bless you all.
神赐福每一位。
We're in this together.
我们一起。
Sisters in Christ.
我们是主的家里面的家人，我们是兄弟姐妹，我们就一起走完我们的天路。